3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes. I'm going to read the story. It is called, Am I the Asshole for Telling My Daughter to Discontinue Her Hobby? So let me read this. My daughter is 17 years old. In March of last year, when she got some time off of school and work, she taught herself how to knit. She now knits quite often. I can't tell you the amount of dish rags, little stuffed animals, blankets, and other stuff that we really don't need anymore. We have laying around. I was looking through some of her transaction history on her bank account, and it seems as if she's spending around $30 a month on this, which is ridiculous. My coworker was telling me that her daughter has an Etsy shop and she makes quite a bit of money off of it. My daughter is fine at knitting, but not exactly good enough to sell on Etsy. I talked to my daughter about how she should cut back on spending money on the hobby if she isn't making any money off of it, and when we have so much of everything, there isn't much of a pain to continue. This discussion was a couple of weeks about, and I noticed she hasn't been knitting at all and instead spends time on her phone. This concerns me. She just doesn't seem like herself. I worry it was because I told her to stop. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter to discontinue her hobby? I'm gonna be honest with you, this story offended me. I can't relate to you as a parent. I can relate to the daughter for some reason, and I can understand your daughter's intentions with knitting. A lot of things bothered me with the story. It bothered me with the way you communicated with your daughter, with you as a mother. I'm completely bothered and angry with you. I also noticed that you have this worrisome and alarming attitude because she stopped knitting. When she was knitting, it seemed that it was an issue for you. I feel that you weren't controlling her. I felt it when I initially read the story. No disrespect to you. You are the asshole. I'm gonna tell you why. I don't want to sound negative. You are the asshole for telling your daughter to stop knitting. I have to keep it real. It should not be a problem because she's not using your money. It's not like she's stealing money from you. She is not constantly borrowing money from you. That's your daughter, and it's not like she's borrowing loans from you. You can't control what someone likes and what someone does not like. The thing is that your daughter found something that she can turn into a full-time job. She turned the hobby into a paid job. She's the boss of her own paid hobby. The thing is that you should not be too stressed because there's such thing as IOR, investment of return. Maybe she's good at it. Maybe she's smart of turning the investments into returns. The real reason why she stopped knitting is that you told her not to do it. You were worried about her financial situation. It was her banking account. I understand that you were worried about money. Everybody is worried about money. Money is a sensitive topic. I know that no one wants to talk about it. Maybe your daughter is worried about money and she may not have discussed it with you. I don't know if she was worried about it and she didn't want to discuss it with you because she was afraid that you're going to say something to her and you would not react well to it. I don't know. I find it clear that she has her own interest and she's living the dream. I think that you need your own interest. I mean, your daughter already got an interest and maybe she did not want to wait to pursue her dreams. You can't be mad that she has her own interest. If she can continue to knit, then it's up to her. $30, in my opinion, does not seem to be a lot for an investment.
She has an Etsy shop, of course, and makes her a boss. As a parent, I would never stop anyone from doing something that they love. It sounds very abusive to me. It sounds very controlling. That's not what anyone should do as a parent. I feel that she told other people other than you because she felt that you were not being supportive of what she wants to do. If she's doing well, then you have to let her continue with her hobby. I just feel that you are afraid that she will not be able to turn investments into returns. That's the vibe that I got from you. My thoughts is that as a parent, you owe your daughter an apology. You owe her an apology because you told her to stop knitting. The last thing that anyone wants to do is to live with regrets. It's very clear that you made her feel that way. If you don't tell her, I'm sorry, she's not gonna do what she loves anymore. She's going to do things that she would never enjoy in life. Maybe it's because she's forced to do it. Maybe she will not be able to live her best life. I understand the frustration when you have extra stuff laying around the house. I understand it. You can't take away that skill from her because she built it. As far as I know, you probably did not teach her how to knit. You also owe her an apology because you went into her banking account. You didn't withdraw money, I'm assuming. It's not like she withdrew money from your banking account. It would be disrespectful and deceitful if she did without your knowledge. That's not love. That is financial abuse. It's not love if you tracked someone's banking account without their knowledge. She's afraid of knitting because of you. I'm keeping it real. I just don't like to say it. That's your daughter. You don't want to throw her out the house because she does something that you're not good at. You have to understand that she's providing herself. She wants to be financially independent. She wants to be financially free. If that's what your daughter wants to do, I understand that. She has the right to express that to you. You have to respect it as a parent. You can't take away that she has a gift. You can't take away what she has. That will always be your daughter. I don't want your relationship with your daughter to fall out because you told her to stop knitting. If you did apologize, I hope that it's real enough for her to accept it. If you did not apologize, then you need to apologize right away before she's gonna cut ties with you. I'm not saying that she would do it to you. Imagine she does not speak to you after telling her to stop knitting. Do you want it to happen? People are gonna blame you. She is going to feel discouraged if you don't apologize. If extra things laying around the house is an issue, discuss it with her. Don't threaten her. It's not going to end well if you did.
I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.